The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, and that can only mean one thing on this radio program. All things self-proclaimed Simple Man. That means all things Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, happy Wednesday. How are you?
You know, I'm delirious. It's like eight.
I never know what I'm going to get out of you. Go ahead.
You know, there's stories all over the place here. So
I want to ask you about the election today before you tell me what you want to talk about, because I really have not spoken to you about where we are. We had the primary in Michigan. We had the primary Saturday in South Carolina.
Right.
Not just Nikki Haley. I think one of the interesting things to come out last night out of Michigan is over 100,000 Michigan voters marked uncommitted on their ballots in the Democratic primary. That accounts for nearly 14% of the vote, far more, you know, than either President Joe Biden's long shot challengers, Marianne Williamson, who's back in, apparently. She changed her mind, Bill, and Dean Phillips in Minnesota. And then Trump wins by over 40 in Nikki Haley's home state. He won by 21. Why is she still in the race? A lot of people are asking. A lot of Republicans that I'm listening to are angry about it.
Well, I can straighten everybody out right now, Hannity. It's lucky you have me on.
I really go ahead. I'm just loving the confidence that you exude. Go ahead.
I mean, that's what I sell. So Michigan last night, half of the no confidence in Biden vote was generated by anti-Israel people. So that's not a big factor. I don't think Biden's position in Michigan is particularly strong. I think Trump could win that state. But most of that is a single issue because it's heavy Arab Democratic registration there. That's what that was all about. Trump's got a lockdown. He knows it. He'd be smart not to even mention Nikki Haley's name again. Because Nikki Haley does have some Republican supporters, and Trump needs those people. Why is Nikki Haley still in the race? I get lots of mail. I bet you get lots of mail about this, too. There are two reasons she's in the race. Number one, she's going for 2028, and she wants to get as much name recognition as possible. So why not hang in if people are going to give me millions of dollars, which they are?
Can I stop you on that point? Because if I was the campaign manager for Nikki Haley, prior to even going into South Carolina, after coming in third in Iowa, losing by double digits in a state that I would have expected that she would do well in, New Hampshire, she lost badly there. Then Nevada was a disaster when in the caucus, the primary, she lost 2-1 to none of the above, and then 21 in her home state. Now, if I was advising her, I'd say, okay, odds are you're not going to win your home state. Polls aren't looking good. Why don't you bail out now and regroup and come back in 2028, 4 years from now, it's an open primary.
Well, I would be, and that's a rational position. But they're looking at it like we can raise another 5 to 10 million. And remember, once you donate to a political action committee that represents Haley or to Haley herself, she gets to keep that money ad infinitum. She keeps it forever.
Bill, she's been outspending Trump 20-something percent by 20 to 1.
And
it's not getting her anywhere. I mean,
she's going to build that war chest up as much as she can. Nikki Haley will drop out a week from today. In fact, when you're talking to me today, you'll run this this clip that I'm giving you.
Do you get the feeling, are you hearing from people like I'm hearing, she doesn't have a shot. Now she's forcing the front runner and eventual nominee of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, to spend money on a primary that is basically over, although I don't think he's going to spend a lot of that money, and a money that would otherwise be used to, you know, be used in the general election.
Trump should take out ads right now about the poor young woman in Georgia was killed. And he should be pivoting right into the general election now. You don't have to worry about Nikki Haley anywhere. But look, it's all going to come in. Haley's going to endorse Trump. Mitch McConnell, who is not going to be the leader, and I am so happy about that.
You and me both. That's been a long time coming.
Turtle, I'm telling you, man. He's done a lot of damage. So it's a good day for Trump, because Trump has no use for McConnell. And it's a good day for him in the sense that...
So you got three guys that are the front runners. So we hear Barrasso, John Thune, and John Cornyn as replacements. Any one of those you prefer?
Because
people I'm hearing from are like, more of the same.
Party guy. I don't have an interest in either party. I know the guys that you mentioned. All of them could do the job. Cornyn's probably got the most juice on the Hill of all three of them because he's the biggest state. So I probably say it's going to be Cornyn, but I don't.
I'd bet it's going to be Thune.
Thune is a good guy, a small state.
But you never hear from the guy. I mean, the guy never does television. He's very quiet. Seemed to be the loyalist of soldiers for Mitch. Makes me worry that he might be like Mitch.
Well, he's not going to get it because he's not a big Trump guy. So that's why I don't think he's going to get it. I think that's why Cornyn will get it.
Well, that's going to be interesting to watch. All right. So we're watching a lot unfold. We apparently have the Alvin Bragg, you know, ridiculous loss. Criminal trial as it relates to payments to Stormy Daniels. I don't think many Americans will care what Alvin Bragg, what a jury in New York decides about Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. That's my opinion.
Well, I think the Georgia thing with Fannie is over. I mean, she's just credited herself and the whole prosecution there. So you're right about that. That's not going to come to fruition. In New York, I pulled the New York Times editorial of 2 years ago, which is very interesting, where the Times, of course, using anonymous sources, which is what they always do all day, every day, said that Bragg didn't want to bring the case. Remember that? This is February 23rd, 2022, New York Times report. Prosecutors Carrie Dunn, Mark Pomeritz submit their resignations because the new Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, indicated to them that he had doubts about moving forward with the case against Mr. Trump. That's what the New York Times printed 2 years ago. But the reason that Bragg brought it is because of Letitia James. The Attorney General of New York ordered him to do it, so he did it. Now, New York jury, not good. Not good.
Not good. I think the odds of Donald Trump getting a fair trial in New York or D.C., or if the Fulton County, Georgia one goes forward, probably next to zero, especially in New York and D.C., I don't think he can get a fair trial in those venues, and I think most Americans see that as well.
you know, the civil case that went against Trump is so flawed, and I do believe he will get that reversed on appeal, and he thinks he will too.
Well, all you got to do is play tapes of candidate Letitia James, the AG in New York, saying she's going to go after one man, one organization, and one family, and she fulfilled her campaign promise. Is there a certain date, point, month, week even, where if any case is actually brought into a courtroom, that you really have a strong case to make that this is election interference? For example, let's say if the Supreme Court in some way deals with the immunity issue, which I think they really have to. That's my opinion. I they may be leaning against it, but I think they really do need to. I think it's such an important constitutional issue. If that puts off any decision as it relates to D.C. or even Florida, that would mean at what point do we hit a tipping point where it just becomes so transparent that this is designed to impact the upcoming election? For example, if you start a case, a criminal case in July, the month of the Republican National Convention, at that point, Bill, do you say this is so, you know, transparently political that it's just fundamentally unfair and people just reject it?
I think these cases are going to be delayed till after the presidential election. I think that the appeals process is going to slow it down. And, there's going to be appeal, because you've got a variety of federal courts. So there's a good chance that this Stormy Daniels thing starting March 26th will be the last one before the presidential vote. I think that's probably going to happen, Hannity. Could be wrong on that, though.
I think it's a good guess. That's where I'm at right now. But if you get to July and you get to the point where the Republican convention is about to happen, and then you bring a criminal case like this, how can you possibly make the case that that is in any way fair to a top tier presidential candidate of one of the top parties in the country?
Yeah, but remember, it has all got to go to the Supremes, and that takes a long time. I mean, we're still waiting for the ballot question in Colorado and Maine, and it's not.
Well, I expect that may happen. We may get an answer on that this week or early next. We might get an answer on what they're going to do on the immunity in just as quickly.
Well, I would assume that before the Super Tuesday, you got to have that straightened out. So, you know, it's a murky thing. I tell my viewers and listeners on BillO'Reilly.com and the No Spin News, I said the justice system, unfortunately, both criminal and civil in the United States, is corrupt. It's corrupt on every level. And we're seeing it and seeing it and seeing it now, putting people in danger. If somebody sues you, you better have $1 million to protect yourself. I mean, that's not justice. I mean, anybody can ruin anybody now with a lawsuit. Is that justice? Is that what we're here to do?
Well, that's called, we have a term for it now. It's called lawfare, or the criminalization of political differences, or the weaponization of the Justice Department, for example, all of which I think we're living through at this time. I think the double standard is also transparent. You had some interesting comments, I thought, on your, I guess, daily commentary. And that it's really difficult to get an accurate, fair assessment of Donald Trump. And you discuss in detail how the liberal media, I call them the mob because they have a mob mindset, despises him. And you write in a cartoonish degree, and some on the right have elevated him to cult leader status. I don't know about that part. Maybe some have. I just view Trump's policies as successful and better for America, and I think Joe is cognitively just a wreck.
Well, you can't really argue with that, but when the president of ABC News comes out and says that Donald Trump's a racist, like she did yesterday, I mean, you have hysteria now. It's absolutely hysteria. Now, how can ABC News cover Donald Trump's campaign when the president says he's a racist? How can that happen?
I mean, when did that ever happen before? You worked for ABC years ago.
Never happened, not even close to. So we're in a whole different world now. And that was the theme of the column, the Trump dilemma, is that no matter what Trump does, is going to be bad from the people who hate Trump. And no matter what, on the other side, Trump does, the other side, the MAGA people, are going to go, we don't believe it.
All things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, thank you. All the best. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress. And now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Want to go to the hearings today, Hunter Biden on Capitol Hill. Not sure why the Judiciary and the House Oversight Committee agree to not allow this to be videotaped. We do expect the deposition will be released in short order, almost immediately. You know, in the first break, out come the predictable characters like Jamie Raskin and Dan Goldman trying to defend Hunter Biden, and Jamie Raskin saying, well, David Weiss' filings give a strong whiff of a Russian intelligence operation. As I've been pointing out to everybody, that is but a small part, the 1023 form, of the evidence of influence peddling against this family. That does not negate Joe lying when he said he never talked to his son, brother, or anybody about their foreign business deals. It doesn't negate the WhatsApp message, I'm sitting here with my father. It doesn't negate that he took official action in Ukraine against Obama administration policy at the time, and he leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars, gave the Ukrainians 6 hours to fire a prosecutor. As a result of that firing, they had to fire him. They wanted the money, the loan guarantees. His son got to continue on a board, Burisma. He admits in his own words he had no experience in energy, oil, in any way, shape, manner, or form. I'm not sure what he offered Burisma. And sure enough, this is a time that he admits that he was addicted to drugs, hard drugs, crack cocaine. The same with CEFC. That's the Chinese energy conglomerate. Remember the WhatsApp message? I'm sitting here with my father, and you didn't fulfill your obligation. And based on everybody he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, you're going to regret it. And then according to James Comer, millions of dollars flow into the Biden family coffers in the months after. None of these issues involving Smirnoff negate the fact that a Russian oligarch, Elena Baturina, and I believe there are going to be others that we will be hearing about sooner rather than later, that she, in fact, gave $3.5 million to the operation. According to Devin Archer, invested another $120 million in Rosemont Seneca properties, the real estate that they invested in. And this was one of the foreign business partners that Joe Biden himself met with at Cafe Milano, as he met with other foreign business partners of Hunter. Again, focusing in on his lie that he never once discussed these issues with anybody in his family. Anyway, Raskin, you know, goes on to give his explanations. What did Joe do? Nobody can tell us. Well, yeah, Joe called into 20 meetings, according to Devin Archer. And then Dan Goldman, remember, he was the guy that said, well, when Joe calls in, he's probably just talking about the weather. Listen to these two.
Their most recent star witness, Alexander Smirnoff, is now in jail, being held as a flight risk. After being indicted by the special counsel who was named by Donald Trump, David Weiss, for lying to the FBI and creating a false documentary record. So this has been a comedy of errors from the beginning. All of the revelations that are in the legal pleadings filed by David Weiss now give a very strong whiff of a Russian intelligence operation. Nobody can tell us what is the high crime or misdemeanor. We told them, sir, you know, that Donald Trump incited a violent insurrection, and we mobilized all of the public evidence. And then there was all kinds of evidence that came out later in the bipartisan January 6th committee that documented exactly what Donald Trump had done. What did Joe Biden do? Nobody can tell us.
I want to be very clear. That first hour of this much anticipated testimony was the nail in the coffin to what is a complete bogus and sham impeachment inquiry. Not only were they unable to show any connection between Hunter Biden's business and President Biden, but Hunter Biden gave very detailed and clear explanations as to what his arm's length business transactions were with private parties in foreign countries who are investors and business people, like many people would have. He went through a laundry list of board seats and jobs that he has had over his 30-year career after he left Yale Law School. And he withstood some inappropriate attacks even in the first hour. So it is not simply there's no connection to the president, which we've known all along and which was made clear again, but there is a very understandable, coherent business explanation for every single thing that they asked for. And now that all of this China stuff or Romania or Kazakhstan is clearly baseless and bogus, the only thing that the Republicans have left are these Burisma allegations.
All right, joining us now with analysis on this, Alan Dershowitz, former Harvard Law professor, and Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, both best-selling authors. Thank you both for being with us. Greg, sure, they can bring up the issue that what Christopher Wray described, this guy Smirnoff as one of the most trusted people that they've ever had as an informant. Turns out that he was anything but. He'd worked for the FBI since 2010. And just like Christopher Steele, they screw up in terms of the integrity of people that are on their payroll, people that they say are credible informants. In the case of Christopher Steele, that resulted in four FISA warrants that later on the people that signed them said, knowing what we know now, we wouldn't have signed them.
Yeah, this isn't a black eye on the committee at all. They relied on Christopher Wray. This is the fault and an embarrassment, a humiliation yet again of Christopher Wray's FBI. But naturally, you know, Democrats led by Jamie Raskin claim that, you know, the recent indictment of this paid informant Smirnoff ends the case against the Bidens. That is, of course, utterly absurd because the charges against Smirnoff deal with only, as you point out, Sean, one aspect of the case involving Burisma in Ukraine. But there's other damning evidence without Smirnoff. Take him out of the equation, and you still have China and Russia and Romania and Mexico and Kazakhstan and the millions of dollars they paid for access to Joe Biden, promises of future influence. So, you know, it falls under 18 U.S.C. 201. It is a crime to use your public office to confer promises of benefit in exchange for money to yourself or your family. And, of course, that bribery statute is also essentially included in the Constitution, which makes it an impeachable offense.
Let's get your take, Professor Dershowitz.
Well, first of all, we, the American public, should be watching all of this real-time live instead of having to watch it through the filter of CNN, the New York Times. Both CNN and the New York Times have said, there's nothing here at all. There's no even evidence. There's no suggestion of anything wrong. And then, of course, other media say, well, there's enough here for an impeachment. And others say, well, they're smoking guns. There may be fire. Let's see it. Let's see it with our own eyes. Why should anything ever be kept from the American public. Who are you going to believe, your lying eyes or what CNN tells you? There's never been a time when it's more important to have transparency. Thank God you bring transparency to a lot of these issues by focusing on them. But it's even better if we see it with our own eyes. And then brilliant people like, you know, the commentators you have on your show and Jared and others can help explain it to lay people, but let them see it with their own eyes. I think of the Tony Willis.
Well, Professor, let me ask you this though. I want to really dial into this topic.
Sure.
When you see tens of millions of dollars funneled into the family coffers, and you see direct evidence and even implications on Hunter's very real laptop of his own father. And Hunter saying, oh, half my income goes to Pops. And what account should I pay for Pops' home repairs on this bill and that bill and this bill and that bill? And then you find out that he lied when he said he never talked to his son, brother, or anybody. And Devin Archer contradicted Joe's comments. And so did Tony Bobulinski. And then you see the sheer amount of money for going to a young son of a vice president. And he has no experience in the field in which he's being brought into, and at a time when he's addicted to drugs. You tell me, does that meet your smell test? Because it doesn't meet mine.
No, it doesn't. And that's why, you know, when I used to teach my students how to advocate in front of a jury, I would always give them one lesson. Don't tell the jury how to decide the case. Let them have the aha moment. Show them everything. And then let them decide, oh, my God, this guy is clearly guilty or not guilty. And if you tell them, then somebody else is going to tell them the opposite in the jury room and they'll change their mind. But if they come to their own conclusion based on looking at the hard evidence, you're never, ever going to change their mind. That's why transparency is so important. That's why the public ought to see all these documents, ought to hear the testimony, or to see what people... I mentioned before the Fannie Willis
thing. Well, why would Joe Biden lie to the American people if in fact he knew he was on calls with these foreign business partners? He knew he met with Elena Baderina.
Put on television what he said, juxtapose it with showing us the evidence of what was said in the calls, then we'll make our own decisions. That's so much better. Let me just make one little point about Tony Willis. You have this witness who testifies yesterday. CNN and The Times say, oh, my God, there's nothing there. He completely exculpates them. But any of us who saw it on television knew this guy was lying through his teeth. And it was so important to view it on your own. And then we all could say to ourselves, oh, my God, why do we ever believe CNN and the New York Times? That's why it's so much more valuable, not necessarily to be told by us what's going on, but to be shown the evidence and let us come to our own conclusions. And I think anybody seeing the evidence would come to the conclusion that this smells bad and we have to pursue it much further.
All right, quick break, more with Professor Dershowitz and Greg Jarrett on the other side, and then we'll get to your calls and Rand Paul. All right, we continue now with Professor Alan Dershowitz and Greg Jarrett. Hunter Biden appearing before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee today. By the way, those chairmen will be on Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News channel. Let's get your take, Greg Jarrett. I think the case is overwhelming. I think the evidence is incontrovertible. I think that Joe's lying about it is even further evidence that, in fact, he knew damn well what was going on and he participated in it.
The evidence is incriminating. Joe Biden's role is shown by his documented actions. He was, in essence, the closer. And I wrote a column about this on FoxNews.com today. Hunter and his cohorts would solicit these foreign deals with China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, Kazakhstan. Joe would then attend meetings or show up at the dinners arranged with the benefactors. Sometimes he'd simply join in a telephone call, but this is the important part. His presence was vital because it signified to the foreign buyers Joe Biden's assent, his participation in these schemes that netted millions of dollars. And then immediately thereafter, the deals would close, and within days sometimes, enormous sums of cash would flow into Hunter-controlled accounts where the payola was funneled through a complex web of shell companies, some of it distributed to Biden family members. So that makes Joe a witting accessory, aiding and abetting his son's influence-peddling schemes?
Well, I can tell you this. We're going to have Jim Jordan and James Comer and Jason Smith on Hannity tonight. We'll get the inside scoop of what actually happened in that room, and hopefully we'll get the transcript any day now. But we always appreciate your input. Thank you, Professor Dershowitz. Thank you, Greg Jarrett. 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.